The story of Isaac. Isaac grew up to be a man. Meanwhile, his mother died. Isaac had loved her dearly and took her death hard. His father, Abraham, set about choosing him a wife. The local Canaanite woman worshipped other gods, so Abraham looked to the land of his own people, far off Mesopotamia. He sent a servant equipped with camels and supplies for the long journey, retracing the very route Abraham had taken decades before. The servant would try to find a suitable wife for Isaac. Given the enormity of the task, the servant did the wisest thing he could. He prayed, asking God for help in finding the right person. Outside the city of Haran, the servant sat by the well and prayed again. God, be kind to my master and help me. As the girls come out from the city to draw water, I'll ask them for a drink. If one offers water for my camels too, I'll know that she's your choice and that, hello, you look thirsty. Do you want me to give your camels a drink too? Ooh, that was quick, the servant said to himself. The girl was even a distant relative. God had led the servant to someone who would be the perfect match for Isaac. Her name was Rebecca, and she was very beautiful. The servant met with her father, Bethuel, and her brother, Laban. They were delighted to hear news of Abraham and how he was prospering. God had clearly been at work in leading the servant to them, so they gave him permission to ask Rebecca if she would go with him. The final choice was hers. Rebecca agreed to the match and, taking her maids, set off for the land of Canaan and a new life. Isaac was out in the fields early one evening when he saw camels in the distance. They were heading directly for his camp. Rebecca saw Isaac from afar, a lone figure walking towards them through the fields. Isaac took Rebecca to the tent of his mother Sarah, and there he married her. The pain he felt at his mother's death was replaced by his love for Rebecca. God had not only found him a wife, but healed his broken heart. In time, Rebecca gave birth to twins, although they were as unlike as two brothers could be. The elder was called Esau. When he was born, his whole body was covered in hair, almost as if he was wearing rough clothes. He became a great hunter, a man who loved the hills, fields and the open skies. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved his son greatly. The younger twin, Jacob, was the exact opposite. A quiet man who enjoyed the company of others, he was his mother's favourite. God had told Isaac that the two boys would be the fathers of two nations, and that the firstborn would be subject to the other. Esau lived only for the moment, a fact which cost him dear as he grew older. One day he came back from a hard day's hunting in the hills and found Jacob at a fire. "Whatever is that you're cooking, Jacob? It smells wonderful. Give me some before I starve to death." "Oh, Esau," said Jacob, "you can smell food a mile away." "Pooh, only when I'm hungry, like now for instance. Come on, before it gets cold." And Jacob said, "But I've spent all day making this. I know it's your favourite food, but I can't just give it away, can I?" Esau leaned over to take in the aroma. "Red stew, just the way I like it. And oh, is that thunder I can hear?" "Ha, no, it's your stomach, Esau. Stomach rumbling. My mistake. I'll tell you what. Give me your birthright and we'll call it quits." My birthright, said Esau. Jacob picked up the pot of stew and wafted it over his face. Oh my, that does smell good. Yes, Esau, your birthright. I mean, it's not as if you can eat your birthright, is it? It's not as if your birthright was here in front of you, done to perfection, going cold. All right, you can have my birthright. Just give me some stew. Certainly, said Jacob. Would you like some bread too? And Esau got tucked in. Jacob's actions were ruthless. But Esau, in caring more about his stomach than his rights as firstborn son, had behaved as if his family meant no more to him than a bowl of stew. Jacob now believed he had a legitimate claim to Esau's inheritance. The firstborn son would have a greater share of the will, and this was now Jacob's. But his scheming was far from over. By this time, Isaac was an old man, blind and expecting to die soon. He called for Esau, his favourite son. Isaac had lived his whole life trusting his own senses. He relied on only what he could see or smell or hear, touch and taste. One by one, these senses began to fail him. One day, he called Esau. Esau, my boy! Go get some game. Get your bow. Go and hunt some game for me. Do this thing for an old man, and I will give you my blessing before I die. So Esau went away to hunt something special for the old man. No harm in that. Had Rebecca not overheard their conversation? Whether or not Esau had been right to sell his birthright, whether or not Jacob had been right to coerce him, that sale was legally binding, which gave Rebecca an idea. Jacob, come here a moment, please. Now listen to me. Go and slaughter 2 kid goats and bring them to me. While Esau's away hunting, I'll make your father his favourite dish. I know the sort of thing he likes. Then he'll give the blessing to you. Why would you think he would do that? Said Jacob. Because he'll think you're Esau, said Rebecca. Think I'm Esau? Mother, even a blind man could tell that I'm nothing like my brother. I don't even feel the same. Rebecca was adamant. Will you do as you're told? I've thought this through, and believe me, it'll work. If anything goes wrong, I'll take the blame. Now, go and do as I say. And so Jacob did as his mother told him. Some time later, he went to Isaac's tent. Wake up, father. It's me, Esau, with your stew. Eat up. I want to receive your blessing. Isaac woke from his slumber. Esau, you are quick. What's wrong with your voice? You sound like Jacob. Rebecca had made Jacob a suit of goat skin so that to a blind, deaf old man, he might just pass as hairy Esau. Quick, God help me. Here, eat the stew. I caught the game myself, like you said, so that you give me your blessing, said Jacob. Said Isaac. Come closer, Esau. Let me touch you. Jacob moved closer. Isaac put out his hands and said, you do feel like him, even if your voice is Jacob's. Are you really my son, Esau? Oh, I am. Then you have my blessing. May God give you heaven's dew and plenty of grain and new wine. May nations serve you and bow down before you. Rule over every member of this family forever. May those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed. Outside the tent, Rebecca chuckled. She was soon joined by Jacob. Well, that wasn't too hard, was it? A long time previously, God had told Isaac that his firstborn son would be subject to the younger twin. Yet Isaac gave Esau the birthright anyway, and Rebekah deceived her husband. Jacob had his full inheritance, but lied and cheated to win what he saw was his by right. A fact which would not escape Esau when he returned from his hunting. He breezed into Isaac's tent. Wake up, father, it's me, Esau, sit up and eat this, then you can give me your blessing. What do you mean? You haven't already given me my blessing. I've only just got here. After the first confusion, Isaac and Esau soon put two and two together, but it was too late. Isaac had formally given the full inheritance to Jacob. As we can imagine, Esau was raging. That Jacob, I'll kill him! And so Esau made plans. Isaac wouldn't live forever, and so after a respectable period of mourning, Esau would murder his brother. Jacob had received the birthright as God intended, but the whole family had lied and deceived each other in the process. Jacob, the quiet home lover, ran away into exile through fear of his brother. Leaving the camps he had lived in all his life, he set out for the home of his uncle Laban, Rebekah's brother. He never saw his beloved mother again.